This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. President Draupadi Murmu conferred gallantry awards to the personnel of the Defence Forces and the Indian Coast Guard during the Phase 2 of Defence Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other union ministers and senior officials of the armed forces were also present on the occasion. The President conferred 7 Sarvottam Yudh Seva medals, 30 Param Viksit Seva medals, 12 Uttam Yudh Seva medals and 56 Ati Vishisht Seva medals at the ceremony. Some recipients of the Ati Vishisht Seva medal included Air Marshal Tarun Chaudhary, Lieutenant General Neeraj Varsane and Vice Admiral Anand Y. Sardesai. Recipients of the Sarvottam Yudh Seva medal included Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma, Air Marshal Nagesh Kapoor and Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai. Among those honoured with the Param Viksit Seva Medal were Vice Admiral Sanjay Vatsyan, Lieutenant General Majinder Singh and Air Marshal Ashutosh Dixit. Recipients of the Uttam Yudh Seva Medal included Lieutenant General Dheeraj Seth, Air Marshal Manish Khanna and Vice Admiral Tarun Sobdi. The medals were awarded to personnel for distinguished services of exceptional order. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that a 3-day visit to Seychelles has yielded significant result that will enhance the friendship between both nations. In a social media post, he said that over the last 50 years, the relationship between the two nations has been characterized by profound trust and mutual advancement, whereas the forthcoming 50 years will be shaped by innovation, sustainability and collective prosperity. On the final day of the visit, Mr. Modi visited and offered prayers at the Navashakti Vinayagar Temple in Victoria. He also met the members of the Indian diaspora there, and he said that the paid the floral tributes at the Mahatma Gandhi statue situated at Peace Park. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness on attending the National Day celebration that marks 50 years of independence of Seychelles. In the presence of Home Minister Amit Shah, the governments of the Haryana and Rajasthan today signed an agreement in New Delhi for the construction and implementation of the Yamuna Water Project. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that this agreement has resolved the nearly 3-decade-old water-related problem faced by the people of Haryana and Rajasthan. He stated that this agreement is an excellent example of the mantra solution through dialogue given by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today released the Delegation of Financial Powers to DRDO DFP 2026, a major reform to enhance efficiency, accountability and timely execution of strategic research and development projects in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Singh said that the DFP 2026 will facilitate faster production and induction of systems, platforms and technologies emerging from the research and development ecosystem into the defence forces. Delhi Cabinet today approved the Delhi Electric Vehicle EV policy set for a phased 4-year rollout starting from 1st of next month. The ambitious framework commits a massive physical outlay of 15,000 crore rupees to completely transition the national capital towards zero emission transit by 31st March 2030. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the government has significantly strengthened the country's healthcare system by expanding primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services. Addressing the 16th conference of the Central Council of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said 1.86 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been established at the first point of contact between citizens and the healthcare system. An Indian Army field hospital deployed in earthquake-hit Venezuela under Operation Amistad had become fully operational. It is providing the free, round-the-clock medical services to people of Venezuela. The Indian Embassy in Venezuela said an Indian medical team comprising experienced doctors established a camp at the International La Rinconada race track in the Caracas. And that is the end of the news bulletin.